Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Imagine if you are one of the richest men in the world and you got engaged. Not only one of the richest men in the world, arguably the most famous bachelor in the world, and you bought your fiancée an engagement present, and it was a car, and you had unbelievable funds at your fingertips, but you chose to buy your fiancée, who incidentally was the most famous fiancée in the history of the world, and you gave her a Ford Escort Ghia saloon just 2 months before you tied the knot. I am talking about Prince Charles. He shouted Princess Diana, who was soon to be his wife, a Ford Escort Ghia saloon. I think that was a little sign of things to come. Anyway, 40 years later, the car remains preserved and it's up for sale. Our motoring expert is James Ward from drive.com.au. He's on the telephone now. James, good morning to you. There are so many things I want to talk to you about this motor car, but gee whiz, you're Prince Charles. You're the son and heir of one of, at the time, the richest family in Great Britain. You could probably put your hands on a Jaguar, a Range Rover, a Land Rover, a Maserati. And he buys Princess Diana, 2 months before they get married, a Ford Escort Ghia.
Yes.
Help me with this.
I saw this today and I thought, gee, I tell you what, she is as you've said, arguably the most famous engaged royal of modern times. She was a real car person. We'll talk about that in a tick. But Prince Charles, I'm sorry, mate, you are a bit of a cheapskate. This was the top spec Escort.
It was a Ford Escort, mate. And look, he did go overboard. He bought her the Ghia.
Yeah, well, that's right. She'd still have 1981, let's think. She'd still have wind-up windows, but it's probably got the two-tone cloth interior and maybe an FM radio with a tape deck. But where's the Jag? Where's the Aston Martin? Where's the
Rangy?
That's something, right? You know, or even if he'd stuck to the Fords, because these were UK built, right? So he's supporting the local, English tradespeople. Where's the XR3i, sporty one? Where's the Escort RS? Where's the Capri? Big bonnet, two-door. Come on, Chuck. But look, we can kind of throw poor Charles under the bus as much as we like, because I reckon if it was you or I in that position, she'd have some pretty tasty wheels, more so than the Escort Ghia. But if you are a massive royal fan, you can have this car, because it turns out some lady has owned this car for the last 20 years. She knew of its provenance. So this was the engagement gift that Princess Di drove from their engagement, I think in 1981 until the wedding in 1982. And it went to, I think, a family member and then was sold privately where this lady bought it. She's kept it and driven it around as her spare car without telling anyone of its history. And now she's come clean and it's got the original number plates. It's in original condition. So she's got all the details to hold it up, and she's going to stick it up for auction. And they reckon it'll get somewhere between 50 and 70,000 Australian for it, which for an Escort is not too bad. And I've had a look. There's a website out of the UK called How Many Left, and you can put in any car and it tells you how many of them are registered and still on the roads in the UK. And of 1981, 1.6 litre Escort Ghias, there is 35 left.
All right.
So it's a pretty rare little thing. But it doesn't really excuse old Chuck, does it? A Rangy. It was a two-door Rangy back then with a V8. She would have loved that.
She would have loved it. Brand new. How much was this car? How much did he spend?
Look, I have been trying to figure this out, and in terms of pounds, we're talking four figures. Like, it would have been maybe 5,000-6,000 pounds tops back then. Not really on a princey budget. I would have expected him to drop at least 20 gorillas on this on his engagement present.
Michael Clark bought Lara Bingle a Maserati, $270,000 worth.
That's right. He's been shown up by a cricket
player. Aston Martin, sorry.
I think it's not a good look for Charles, because Di, right, she was seen, and they sold another one of her cars recently. It was an Audi, the Audi convertible. So before they sort of went A4, A6 and all that sort of stuff, it was, I think, the B6 two-door Audi convertible. They sold that. It went for about 150,000 Australian. But she was seen in the R129 Mercedes-Benz SL. And I remember at the time, this was the 500 SL. This was the big dog Mercedes convertible. And at the time, it was scandal that the British princess would be seen driving this amazing German car. And she was a car girl. So I think there's a photo of her in another Escort that she's obviously bought when she's buying her own cars, which was the RS, so the sporty one. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Bloody hell, Charles.
Okay, how much is it going to go for?
Well, look, they're saying 50,000 to 70,000. I reckon it will go upper end. I think we'll see it somewhere between 75,000 and 80,000 Australian. So we'll keep an eye on it.
When do we find out?
Let me have a look. I think next week it goes up.
All right.
Later in the month, June 29th.
June 29th. Okay, we'll keep an eye on it. Now, James Ward is with us, our car expert here on The Night Shift. He is from drive.com.au. James, the Ford Maverick, the United States Ford Maverick, it's a compact ute. It's being released in the United States today.
Yeah, look, this is pretty big news. So the Maverick, we remember the name as being the Ford-badged Nissan Patrol of the late 80s, early 90s. But in the US, the Maverick, like Top Gun Maverick, it's a new compact ute. It's smaller than a Ranger. So I guess if you're wanting to picture this for scale, they've got the F-Series truck, the big one, which is bigger than a Ranger. This one's smaller than a Ranger. It's front-wheel drive. It can be had with all-wheel drive and either a 2.5-litre hybrid or a 2-litre turbo four-cylinder. So small engine, basic platform, but it's a really, really clever ute. It's a double cab, so you've got seating for five. It's got clever storage inside. It's got a wide and quite a long bed at the back, so it can actually fit stuff in there. And the best bit for the US market is it starts at $19,900, so about $25,000 Australian. That's cheaper than a Corolla for a ute.
There you go.
And it's left-hand drive only. We're not going to see it here. But I tell you what, if we did, it would go bananas. It's the car that we would all like, because it's basically giving you that lifestyle approach. If you want to chuck a couple of mountain bikes or the fishing kit in the back and go away. It's not a four-wheel drive, but you see so many of these utes never leave anything more than a dirt road, right? They're not using their low range and their diff locks and all that sort of bits and pieces. But for an urban tree or a bit of a functional vehicle, it's pretty cool. But if you do have a look at this, so look up the Ford Maverick, the nose on it it's interesting.
All right.
And it kind of hints at what we might expect on the next generation Ranger and Everest that we'll see probably later this year, early next year. I really hope that our ones wear it a bit better, because this is, it's kind of goofy. Like, it's a massive nose with these headlights that wrap around a central grille that kind of sits in the middle. You got to have a look at it. It's a bit weird.
Okay, we'll put a photo of it on our Facebook page today. Good on you, James. Thank you for that. James Ward, our motor rig expert here on The Night Shift. He's from drive.com.au. And no wonder Harry is filthy with his father. I mean, what did Prince Charles buy Harry a car?
Mate, you would imagine. Well,
if he did, you'd hope it would be better than the 1981 Ford Escort Ghia Saloon.
You know he'd be cross because Will got to drive Charles's Aston Martin at his wedding.
That's
I don't think Harry got anything.
Yeah. I don't think anyone else has driven that Aston Martin. All right, good on you, James. Always good to talk to you, mate. We'll talk again soon.
Talk soon.
There we are, motoring. James Ward from drive.com.au here on The Night Shift on Triple M.